It's Katie and Karen from Oak Leaf Village today. So one of the things, it's that time of year again, and we were talking about it yesterday at work, and I've heard Kevin talk about it all day today. It's supposedly the happiest time of the year. No, it's not, as Katie sings in the background. It's really not, folks. We all know better. We want it to be the happiest time of the year, but come on. If you're dealing with somebody who has dementia, or you're dealing with somebody who just lost a family member, or you've got another illness that is not making you smile a lot, it is a very sad and frustrating and lonely time of year.
Lonely is a great word.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And another word I like is overwhelming and stressful. Because we got to admit, Katie, I mean, we stay stressed all the time anyway, right?
Oh, absolutely. On a day-to-day basis, just regular working, having jobs, trying to cook, get home, you know, wash clothes.
Yeah,
do your own laundry.
Rough. And so then you add Christmas.
She's just going on over here forever and ever.
No laundry.
She does have a little list. But, you know, you add shopping to it and having to wrap presents. And then there's parties that you think you have to attend. And there's all this mess. It can be so overwhelming and stressful because everybody has family traditions.
Right.
Some people turn their Christmas tree in their window on with a little switch, Brian, but that's okay. Got him. But, you know, we all have family traditions, and we want to uphold those family traditions. I had last year to adjust my Thanksgiving family tradition.
Great.
I always had a big evening event, but my son was going to his girlfriend's house, so I could either alienate my son.
Right.
Or I could say, okay, well, we'll have a lunchtime meal. Y'all join us for that.
Right.
I'd much rather change my tradition and have my son at my house.
Right. Absolutely.
But how hard is that?
Sometimes it's really hard because everybody gets used to the same time. I can tell you now, my mom's Christmas is always Christmas Eve at her house at 12. Christmas morning, she wants us there bright and early, you know, as soon as the presents are done at our house. Hurry up and get over there so we can open the gifts. And, you know, everybody has, and they know on Thanksgiving, you have to be at her house at noon.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's every year.
And that's good because that gives you clarity. But we didn't arrange that, but that was good. but at the same time, you know that you can't do that. And when you're dealing with someone who has dementia, your life is in chaos anyway on a day-to-day basis, sometimes by minute-by-minute basis.
Correct.
So what do you need to do? And that's what we want to talk about today is how do you deal with people with dementia in an environment where it's already overstimulating if you're a normal person and then you're trying to function on your brain not working and stimulating things bother you and it causes you to go into overdrive. So what do you need to do? Now's the time to adjust your expectations and not only yours but your friends and your families.
Right.
Sounds hard, but it's really not. But you do have to be willing to take control. You have to talk to everyone who might be spending time with you and the person who has dementia and let them know what your expectations are and be realistic. Mm-hmm. This is not the time to be embarrassed because your loved one has dementia. Mm-hmm. This is the time to lay it out there and tell them what's going on.
Embrace it.
Embrace it with all it's got because they, you know what? Your family and friends might have some new ideas for you.
Right.
You know, okay, Mom, so instead of having 25 people for dinner, let's try a potluck lunch for the five of us.
Right.
And keep it simple that way.
And chaos. And you said that before, the chaos part of it, it does get very distracting. When you have a whole bunch of people in the house, it gets loud. Everybody's having their own little conversations and, you know, different parts of the room. And then your person with dementia is just sitting there.
Hopefully they're just sitting there. Sometimes they get up and walk away because
this
they can't take it.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you add hearing aids to that, you're right. The noise level.
The
can
noise is
really
what
bother
always
you.
Bothers my granny was that way.
Yeah.
It was so many people. She was ready to go.
Yeah.
She
it's
was ready
scary.
To go.
It's
oh yeah.
Just, and you know, I mean, y'all have heard me use the expression before, but I call it the Chuck E. Cheese syndrome. It's too much stimulation, and it's not good for little kids, and it's not good for people with dementia.
Yeah.
So one thing that we do at Oak Leaf that we have, and I don't know if Katie's seen it because she's not really been with us over a holiday, but I have a template for a letter that I give out at our support group. And I do encourage people to use something like this to hand out to family members who are coming from out of town or to friends who might be coming over. And the basic template states that, you know, dear loved one, I know that you're coming over to visit, be with us this holiday season, and but please remember that so-and-so has been diagnosed with some type of dementia, and you fill in the blank for whatever they've been diagnosed with, mm-hmm. and they're now living with me, or they're living in an assisted living community. And while we're really excited that you're visiting, please understand that some things have had to change.
Right.
My loved one gets easily distracted and may not be using the right words. My loved one might get overwhelmed with the noise mm-hmm. and walk away. Please don't take these things personally. And it's just a reminder for you to hand out to family and friends that say, things are changing, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, you may not want to do that, but it really does make your life easier if you give them something to think about. And then you're not standing there having to go, okay, Joey, this is what's going on with Dad. Okay, Susie, this is what's going on with Dad. Okay, Joe. Yeah, I mean,
right.
you don't have to do it. You've done it to everybody in one fell swoop. It can be an email. It can be a letter. However you need to do it. It can be a text.
Right.
But you just need to reach out and have contact so that they understand where you're coming from.
Smart.
Why don't you talk, because you're very good about this, why don't you talk about involving the person with dementia?
A great example was yesterday.
I had
a tour come in yesterday, and her mom was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia, so she was in there, and she was trying to participate, and you could tell she was trying
yeah.
to participate. So the whole conversation I had, I made sure it was, when you get to this date, and when you get, so I was talking to the actual
Directly to the resident.
Yep,
yeah.
Instead of to the daughter, who was the one actually looking for placement.
Right.
And I actually, you know, ran into them later on that afternoon. And when I ran into them later on, I told them I wasn't stalking them. But when I ran into them, that was the first thing that she said, is she appreciated how I made sure it felt like I was having a conversation with her. So I treated her the same as I would if she didn't have a diagnosis.
Right, exactly.
And it's because I, you know, I don't know how far along she is in her dementia, but it doesn't matter. They're still the same person.
They're still a person, and they want to be involved.
They want to be involved. They want to be heard.
Yeah.
And seen.
And seen and cared for. So
yeah.
And when you have a group of people, make sure sometimes you could set aside a room or a space that doesn't have a whole lot of people in it mm-hmm. for the loved one with dementia to sit in and have people come in one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one is great. The other thing you can do, I mean, there are small tasks that they can do that might work just beautifully. Get your mother to set the table.
Right.
She may not put the forks and the spoons in the right order, but who cares?
Right.
It's not going to make the world come to an end if they're not. And if it really bothers you, come behind them and fix them, just like you would when you tried to teach your children how to set a table.
Same way. Yep.
Can they help prepare food?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. They might need direction, and I wouldn't necessarily hand them a sharp knife, but
no.
They can open up cans, and they can put food on trays
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing.
And separate the trays. Put them out on
yes.
the table or on the bar.
Yeah.
Depending on how you set up your kitchen area.
Right.
Yeah. Find spoons to put in the dishes. That's one thing. We never have enough spoons for the dishes.
Well, that's almost cruel in my house because you're digging through everything. But it's true. Folding napkins.
Oh, yeah. Put them in the cute little ring holder. The napkin ring holder.
Yeah. Do
Those
all
are
that
things.
Kind of stuff. Keep the task simple, though. Always remember, that's one of, you know, the KISS method is always one of my favorites for anything in life. Just keep it simple. It just goes so much easier.
Right.
But one of the things that, because this is near and dear to my heart, as a musician, it's something that always comes back. But one of the things that I read yesterday, somebody said, so everybody knows Christmas carols.
Mm-hmm.
So have your loved ones start singing Christmas carols. I bet they can come up with a lot of words.
Oh, yeah.
And they can be out in the living room with the friends and family singing Christmas carols while you're pulling food out of the oven and getting it on the table.
Right.
That's a great thing to do, because songs and music are always there, but you've involved them.
Right.
And they feel special.
That music therapy.
Yep. It's a wonderful thing to do.
It is. I love music therapy.
Yeah. So there are lots of things. Can they help decorate a Christmas tree? I was looking at Katie's Christmas tree last night. She sent me pictures of this great tree that she has.
I'm so excited. I have a Christmas tree in my bedroom, and I've never had one in my bedroom. And it has birds on it, and because I'm going to be a birdie this year.
Yep. They call Yay. Her Birdie as Grandma. But we'll talk about more of this when we get back from the break, because I think everybody's going to want to hear about the bird tree.
Yeah.
Mornings with Kev.
In the Barn Fire Riverside Studio.
It's Kevin Cohen.
Okay, and we're back with Katie and Karen from Oakleaf Village to talk about the holidays and dealing with people with dementia. And this is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you give somebody who has dementia?
Katie? I thought this was a great topic part of it because so many folks are just buying things because they thought, oh, well, she used to like this, which is right. Great.
I used to love to collect Dresden dolls, but...
Right. There's no reason for them right now.
Not at my age. Not at 90. You certainly don't need them.
Right.
Because you're going to be the one getting rid of them, by the way.
Exactly. You're going to have to pack them up and sell
That's
them.
That's right. You got to pack them up and sell them.
So some useful gifts to give would be gift cards. Mm-hmm. I love gift cards. I don't care who you are. I don't care what age you are. I think gift cards are great because it gives them an opportunity to go to restaurants.
Yep.
It gives them the opportunity to run to the Dollar Tree, Dollar General, uh-huh. things that they do, those little quick trips, Target, wherever store that they like to shop at.
Right.
So it's a quick in and out. So your folks that have dementia, they like having money in their pocket still.
Yeah.
And they know now what credit cards are. They're not that crazy. So they know what
And you
is.
Can always just get a Visa card for $50
yes.
And give somebody that. And then they can use it
wherever they want, which is really nice. So I think that's one great thing. I am a picture person. I love taking pictures of everybody else. I don't really like being in the pictures.
Who so, does?
I know. But photo albums. I am still a photo album snob.
Yes.
I have lots of them at my house. And I think that's also a great way of them going back to time and looking back at some of those old pictures.
Well, and when you have dementia, you don't necessarily remember the present, but you do remember the past.
Yes.
And so you can sit down with them and talk about, well, who are these? It might be your great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might not know the person. You're going to learn family history.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to learn about your mom and dad's friends because they'll have pictures of their friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have digital stuff back then.
Right.
So you got to look at hard copies and hard photo albums. I know that the other day Phil took one over to his mother to look at, and they used to have a horse farm. They raised miniature horses in New Jersey, and it was called Melody Farms.
Oh.
And they were looking at the pictures of the horses, talking about the horses. Now, she could remember their names. She can't remember mine, but she knew those horses.
But that's probably where she is in her time
that's
frame.
That's right,
in her
exactly.
Mind, which makes sense.
Yes.
Comfortable and easy clothing and shoes. I call them easy pants. I think easy pants are great, especially the ones that are in a facility. Those are always easier to easy up, easy down.
Yep.
Shoes that can be put on their feet. Velcro. I love me
Velcro's
some Velcro shoes.
Great, but you know, Skechers now has slip-on shoes.
They do have some good slip-on ones.
And they look, you can get them even almost looking like dress shoes.
Yes.
And you just slip your little foot right in there and slip them right out, and they're wonderful. But with shoes, you got to be careful. Make
Cover
sure they
your
fit.
Heel.
And, well, that too.
Yeah.
But make sure they fit properly.
Because clogs are cute, but they don't do well with our older population.
Mm-mm. And bedroom shoes are wonderful, or those slip-on booty things that you get. But you can slip and fall and hurt yourself. So make sure that what you're getting, if it's shoes, that they are protective and they are not going to fall
grippies.
And hurt themselves.
Yeah, got little grippies on the bottom.
Yeah.
Bulletin boards for photos. That's always nice to have. We had a resident that moved in that when he moved from one memory care facility to ours, that was one thing that they made sure to bring. And the bulletin board was anything that they wanted to remind him of or tell him about, or a new picture or a quote from his wife's book that she wrote.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So they did stuff like that, and they kind of kept it up to date.
They could change it every day.
They can change it daily.
That makes sense.
They would put, you know, the calendar up there for the day if they wanted to.
This is a day, this is a time, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thought that
And that
neat.
Makes sense. Yeah, and to bring it with them is a really good idea. Because
good idea.
He did move. And when you move, you forget things. So that's nice.
Right.
Yeah.
And the ones that have the dementia that's a little bit more advanced dementia, some great things to get would be stuffed animals or dolls. I think I've told Karen this before, but my great-grandmother, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and her and I used to play baby dolls together.
Yeah.
I thought she was the coolest grandma on the planet because she played baby dolls with me.
And, you know, that's a great activity. If you are in an intergenerational environment this holiday season and you got little kids and your mother has dementia, so get baby dolls and play with the
little kids.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Yeah. What a great memory you have there.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty neat.
You're always still making memories and new traditions.
Yes.
And that's
no matter
pretty
what.
Cool, no matter what.
Yeah. Simple crafting ideas.
Yeah.
Finger paints. You know, I used to love doing finger paints. I still like doing finger paints, but they even have them where they're non-toxic.
Yes.
So if they do accidentally put it in their mouth, it's okay.
Yep.
They're the large, simple puzzles. Mm-hmm. Those are always good. I have never been a puzzle person, but my mama is.
Yep.
She loves puzzles. Food gifts.
Yeah, food gifts.
Well, who don't like food?
Yeah, right. Well, particularly the homemade
they
cookies.
They can't see, but if they looked around the room.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's also who has a tradition of cookies, you know?
Right.
You make cookies with your mother. I make chocolate-covered cherries and sugar cookies with my kids every Christmas. I don't care how old they get. They're still going to be over there doing that.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe for me, when I'm older and crazier, you could do that for me and give me chocolate-covered cherries, and
right.
I'd love it.
Yeah. My mom makes Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
And that's a tradition that I think she got, I'm pretty sure, from her mom. If not, I would be incorrect to say that, but I'm pretty sure she got it from her mom.
Yeah.
So that's just one thing I want to make sure that we keep that tradition going as well.
That'd be okay, cool. This one is important.
Which one?
Don't forget your own needs at Christmas
yeah.
and over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got all these gifts coming for the person with dementia that are age appropriate and are going to work out just fine. What do you need? Do you need somebody to go to the grocery store and buy you a couple of items? I mean, you can always pay them back if that's what you're concerned about.
Right.
It's the time that you don't have.
Right.
Do you need somebody to get you a manicure just mm-hmm. to feel special over the holidays?
Right.
Generally, people want to help. When they ask you, they really just don't know what to do. You
yeah.
need to tell them and direct them where you want them to go.
Right.
What do you need? Do you need help decorating that Christmas tree in
mm-hmm.
your bedroom?
Right.
Do you need help hanging Christmas tree lights just because you love them but you just don't have the energy? Again, folks, people really do mean well and they really do want to help. So that is kind of what you need to think about. And I encourage people to do, in this last few minutes, we're going to talk about what I call the sanity clause.
Yep.
I will take care of myself and time for myself. I will ask for help because I do know I cannot do it all. I will not overspend.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this is a time for overspending. Folks, don't do it. It's not worth it. Inflation's
yep.
crazy enough as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overspend right now because simple, keep it simple. As I say, the KISS method is good.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask others to help care for my loved one when I need a break.
Yep.
There's respite programs out there that you can find out about, but if you can just call a friend and say, I need 2 hours just to take a nap, can you please come?
Yep.
Don't be embarrassed. People want to help you.
Right.
I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
Fun is very important. I'm going to try not to overindulge. I'm not going to overeat. I'm not going to overdrink. But
overspend.
I'm going to have fun.
Right.
Because you need to allow yourself to have fun.
Right.
And mostly, I'm not going to set myself up to be disappointed and have unreal expectations for my loved ones.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yes.
If people have more questions.
Oh, they can call us at 803-808-3477, or they can find us online at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Oh, she remembers the website. She's very good. But folks, really and truly, the holiday season is upon us, and it is stressful. And remember your friends. And it doesn't have to just be dementia. They could be caring for someone who has a health issue like cancer or something else
mm-hmm.
that is a problem. And they just need a little support. We're always trying to help this time of year, but now's the time to think outside the box. Mm-hmm. What can you do? But more importantly, if you're the person doing the caregiving, make sure you're taking time for yourself.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. This is Karen Pickard and Katie Greiner from Oakleaf Village, Lexington. Please give us a call if you have any questions. 803-808-3477.